Hi, this is Chris Kepler with. Does this happen to you? At the gym last weekend, I was busy doing pull-ups on the machine. I heard this loud, ouch. I ignored it and continued the pull-ups. Then this extremely portly guy walked by with a really big beer belly. Mr. Beer Belly sat down at the leg lift machine and after a few lifts, a loud, ouch, issued forth. Then he turned around and looked at me and said, "What time is lockdown?" I thought, huh? And then I realized, after a few seconds, that he wanted to know the close time for the gym. I said, "Oh, it's 8 o'clock." "It's like a prison here. They just keep you going," he said. I smiled, nodded, and realized I'd lost count of my reps. Oh, darn, a chatty Cathy on the exercise floor. It's very distracting. That's what I call them, chatty Cathys. Those people who talk at you, whether you look interested in conversing or not. They're like those chatty Cathy dolls. You pull the string and the doll says something, but you're not sure what it will be. It's the same way with these real-life chatty Cathys. It's like someone keeps pulling their string, but you don't know what will come out, and it's always unrelated to the current situation. On the way home after our workout, Jack said, "There was a chatty Cathy in the sauna." I said, "Was it a big guy with a huge beer belly?" And he said, "Yeah, that's the one." Jack said a man, a recent arrival from Iran, wandered into the sauna, and that got Chatty Cathy going. Chatty Cathy said, "I don't know much about those Orthodox religions," and launched into a lecture about regular religions. Chatty Cathys are often rude, but they never seem to realize it. I'm still amazed by the short, skinny Chatty Cathy in the steam room who looked up at the very tall, overweight guy and said, "I admire you. You're not like other fat people. You actually work out hard and then come into the spa. Most fat people just get their bathing suits on and come sit in the hot tub." Been accosted by any chatty Cathys lately? I'd love to hear about it.